I've got loads to go through on Facebook. Please, no more Sit Sounds tonight. It'd be a shame if I couldn't get through to them. Because half an hour's time, our roving travel reporter is somewhere else in the globe, and I've got a couple of clues to help find him. So no early clues for the rewind tonight either. But here we go. I haven't seen this one. This week, I am visiting five neighbouring villages built along 50 kilometres of rugged coastal cliffs. The steeply terraced dry stone walls sink the villages, link the villages that stood for thousands of years. No traffic can reach these villages, so the only way to get to them is either on foot or by boat or train. Five neighbouring villages along 50 kilometres of rugged coastal cliffs. Dry stone walls link the villages stood for thousands of years. No traffic, so it's either foot, boat or train. What do you think? There is another clue after 11 o'clock, but 81333RUSS when you drop me a line on this. Where in the world is Andy Moss at? Long train running. ABC's Luck and Love. Before that, headlines on the way very soon. The weather with television's Paul Hudson. Clue number two for Andy Mossack, and I'll wrap up the Sit Sound as well. Songs for children's characters. Hi to Pam here. Good evening, Pam and the bunch. I think Andy is in Sanca Terra in Italy. Oh, he's gone all Italian, has it? Sanca, well, five lands? Five islands, I suppose. Yeah, I go, yeah. That makes... Do you know what, actually? No sooner have I read that to Cathy and Ian, Caravan and in Scarborough, on their second bottle of Italian grape juice. Oh, it is the healthy option. 81333RUSS. We think Andy is in Sanca... Is Sanca, is that how you would say it? In your bona fide actual Italian, maybe? Sanca Terre, in Italy. Cheers, my dear. Have one for us, will you? Okay. Let's have a look at this then. So, yeah... Maybe Italy, all right. I know he goes to Italy because there's an awful lot to talk about. So, you know, he goes to Italy, you know, fairly regularly, sort of on, in his own business as well as his, you know, travel writing. So maybe Italy. I've not seen the second clue yet. That's we've got the headlines and we've got Chris Montez. The other side of that, straight in for clue number two. And the man himself in 15 minutes. I hope he doesn't catch us out tonight. I hope he didn't catch us out. Caroline in Baston, just a quick note, say, have a good holiday break, Russell. Well, that's very kind of you, thank you. Colin in Bournemouth, hiya, Crunch. I think Andy's on the Italian Riviera. Sanca Terre again. Sanca Terre. Five islands, five lands. I'll go with the weight to public opinion. Let's hold off for clue number two, what do you reckon? Montez and the more I see you. Here at The Late Show on the BBC. I will be wrapping up the Songs for the Children's characters in the Sit Sound very soon. And the half hour of power is coming up later. We falling into the golden oldie category, I will say tonight. I had a text message from Tom earlier in Lincoln saying, 70s rewind? No, not a 70s rewind. But we're starting with some good old-fashioned rock and roll, let me tell you that, so it's really nice. That'll be here in 25 minutes, the half hour of power. No clues tonight. Straight in with the tunes then, because this man is here in the blink of an eye. The Late Show's very own international man of mystery, independent freelance travel writer, Mr. Andy Mossack. So we had the first clue. And the weight of opinion is pointing me to the Italian Riviera. Here is the second clue. And let's say I haven't read this, haven't seen this before. This is a region famous for creating pesto sauce, which is made from basil, pine nuts, olive oil, garlic and Parmesan cheese. Also the home of the deliciously crunchy and very Moorish focaccia bread. Delish. So it made pesto and focaccia bread. This is the region. And then the five neighbouring villages on the 50 kilometres of rugged coastal cliffs. Has that solidified your view? Or has it made you change your mind? 0800 389 3333. When you give me a call, have a think for me on the teletext. 81333RUSS. I'm going to... Obviously, we'll go for Italy on it. I think pesto and focaccia, it has to be Italy. I mean, it is not going to be Blackpool, is it? You know what I mean? A superstition. Jules in Scarborough. Is Andy in Liguria?
He might be.
I have no idea where the roving travel reporter is, but Cinque Terre. Sounds like a pretty good bet, and the pesto and focaccia bread route might be the might be a good way of getting into it. Hey now. 20 past 11, with a half hour of power upon us soon. Now, though, we had a couple of clues that pointed us to the general direction of our international man of mystery, Mr. Andy Mossack, who is somewhere else on this globe of ours. And thank you very much for your help in trying to track him down. I've tallied up the ones that I've received. I haven't read them all now, but I've tallied up the ones that I've received. And we've plumped for something, as my mother would say. So, but without further ado, good evening, Andy Mossack.
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy.
You're okay, Russ.
Yes, I'm not too shabby, my friend. Not too shabby at all. So we've put our heads together.
Yep.
And we've come up with, the first clue pointed people to, is it Cinque Terre?
Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre. There we sank. Look at me. I'm going all French. So, Cinque Terre. And so, is it La Spezia? Is it Genoa? You're in that area, the Italian Riviera.
Yeah, I'd say the Late Show Gang 1, Mossack nil.
Oh, excellent. Well, I can sleep easy tonight then. So,
you can.
The Italian Riviera, obviously you've decided you're going to slum it for a week, Andy.
I know, it's tough, isn't it? It's a bucket list one for me. Another bucket list, yeah. But the Italian Riviera, you know, it's overlooked by the Brits. And so they gave me the call. They said, come and have a look because we want some more Brits. We've got plenty of French. We've got loads of Americans. But the Brits are a bit thin on the ground. So come and have a look. And yeah, you know, the French Riviera, as you know, it's Cannes and Nice and Monte Carlo. If you just keep going round, you cross over into Italy. And there used to be a town called Alassio. Do you remember that? Back in the 60s?
Yeah, I've got images of Peter Sellers and sports cars and all sorts of things.
Yeah. Actually, I'd rather say Tony Curtis and Roger Moore in The Persuaders. That's more me, I think.
Is it really? I see. Okay, right. So
Alassio used to be the thing that my mum and dad went to back in the 60s. It was quite a British haunt. But if you keep going on, you get over to, Genoa, as you said.
Yeah.
And then this beautiful, you know, these five villages of the Cinque Terre, and that's my bucket list. And Liguria is a fantastic region of Italy, and like I said, it's pretty well overlooked, but I've been stuffing my face all week with all kinds of good stuff, mate, and it's how can you overlook pesto? I mean, it's just beautiful, isn't it?
So which are you, because it's five villages, are you in one in particular?
Well, it's very difficult to stay there because these villages are very small. They're built up and they do a lot of bed and breakfast. And I don't do bed and breakfast really, no. But I've got a little bit away further along. There's a town called La Spezia, which is it's got access from the railway. And you get to these five villages via this railway. But, you know, it's got towering cliffs and this rugged coast and these small towns. They're called, one's called Monterosso, the other one's called Vernazza. There's Corniglia, Manarolo and Rio Maggiore. And they're beautiful. And it's 52 kilometres. And the thing is, there's these wonderful trails that link to each one. Really great for hikers. Incredible scenery, dramatic views, you know, and these dry stone walls, they're almost vertical terraces. I mean, if you can imagine that these jagged cliffs are so high, and then these vertical kind of stone wall terracing where they put vineyards, and this is no word of a lie, thousands of years they've been growing grapes. And it's called the Cinque Terre white wine, and it's really lovely. And they do this other one, this is a dessert one called Shakatra. It's a dessert wine. And these two wines are produced by a cooperative here. And they only do about 2,000, 3,000 bottles a year.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but the problem is everyone's running away now. They're not, you know, they've got a problem because a lot of the youngsters are not interested in carrying on the tradition because it's so, you know, it's really hard work. It's manual labour, and so they're worried that this fantastic tradition's gonna peter away, which is a shame, isn't
so
it?
So, what's their idea then to try and tempt the young to stay? Of course.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. It's a bit of a puzzle, and they're just trying to say, look, you know, let's keep these. I mean, it's UNESCO protected. I mean, this national park where these five villages are, it's absolutely beautiful because you've got these tons of tourists coming along there, walking along both ways. I mean, I did a hike from Venezia to Monte Rosso, and it took about 2 hours, I guess, walking up and down the steps and across these lovely trails.
It sounds absolutely, you know, I'm looking at a photo of it now. I mean, it looks absolutely jaw-droppingly beautiful. It looks almost unreal, you know?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, it is. It's quite amazing. And you get stuck because people are coming both ways and everyone's very friendly. But you see these guys, because this year at the moment, this time of year, it's the harvest. September, October is harvest time. And, you know, it's a hard work trying to, they can't get machinery in there, so they have to do it all by hand.
Wow.
So it's tough. Yeah, it's tough.
You mean to tell me they can't get teenagers involved in the hard physical labour of doing all this?
Exactly. What do you think? They're going to either, you know, they're going to play on their Xboxes or go off travelling. So it's a toughie. It's a toughie, mate. Yeah. So I don't know what the answer is, to be honest. I think trying to get them to understand the history, I guess. But the other thing that's been fun, I've been doing a bit of e-biking. That's the other thing.
E-biking?
Yeah.
Electric bike. So this is all the reward of cycling with none of the effort.
Well, you still got to pedal, of course. You know, it's not quite as simple. You've got to pedal, but you've got a little bit of an electric motor for those ridiculously tough hills. So I won't lie to you. I did use it. I put it onto number 5. It's a bit like, you know, was it, you know, we turned the volume up to 10, you know, or 11.
Oh, right, okay. You went to 5 and that pushed you up the hills, did it?
Yeah, you've got to pedal. It's still tough, but you've got to pedal. But it's a lot easier than doing it without any help, believe me. So we did all that too through the national park, and it's also beautiful too. So that's great. Great. And I had a great time with the other thing I've got to tell you about is I went out mussel farming.
Right. Okay. Tell me more. Mussel farming. Now I'm taking. We're not going down the gym for this. This is your actual mussels out and about. This is you went out and paint me the image. Then what happened?
Well, there's this lovely man called Paolo. He invited me to come on his little boat. And again, it's another cooperative where all these farmers are all getting together and they kind of have this lovely area of the Med right by the, you know, the coastline, as it were, and they go out and they drop down these socks and they attract mussels and they farm them out, and it's all very eco-friendly. They told me that doing shellfish, apparently they don't do anything. They just filter their own water through, so it's all very clean. And went out in his boat and we pulled up a load of mussels and had a look at them. And then we had to try them later, of course. You know, you cook them and it's very tasty. Very tasty. I haven't had mussels before.
Have you not had mussels? I would have thought it was something you eat all the time, my friend.
Yeah, you would think that, wouldn't you? But no, I didn't. I haven't tried. I'm not mad on seafood myself, but okay. I did it for my art, obviously. And the oysters as well, they've got oysters. Green ones, would you believe, inside. Green oysters, unique to this part of the world.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
It's all right, isn't it? It's all right.
let's get to the meat and the cheese, Andy. Come on, you're on the Italian Riviera. Meat and cheese has got to be absolutely everywhere.
It is fresh fish and seafood, of course. They do these fried anchovies, which are very nice, deep fried anchovies. And the pesto pasta is called trofi, which is thick twisted pasta, which is fantastic. And they do this focaccia with onions, with fried onions on top of it, which is pretty good stuff.
Like a posh hot dog.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Do you like a pancake?
Oh, I love a pancake. Do they do pancakes, Andy?
They're called farinita, which is made out of chickpea flour, which is pretty good. But my favourite is the thing called mesguila soup, and it's made from beans, buckwheat, chickpeas. Big old hearty soup. Bring it on, that's what I say.
Oh, man, oh, you're living the dream. You're living the dream.
I'm living the dream. But the other thing I've just got to mention, if I may.
Yep.
Lord Byron, you know, he got about, didn't he?
He certainly did.
They call it the Grand Tour.
Yes.
Italy. He just went everywhere. And whenever I go somewhere in Italy, there's a somewhere named after him. And they've got one here in Porto Venere. And it's called the Byron Grotto. And apparently he sat there to meditate in the grotto. So, you know, I mean, it's just he got all over the place, didn't he, Mr. Byron?
Certainly did. There it is. Well, like all good European gentlemen of a certain era, they all went on the Grand Tour. And had an absolutely terrific time while they did it. But
in this town, Porto Venere, they literally last week Andrea Bocelli did an outdoor concert up in the castle, you know, which was quite something.
Wow.
There's all kinds of good people there, lots of the well to do, all turn up to see Mr. Bocelli do his stuff. But it's quite something. I mean, you've got these lovely pastel houses, very, very historical. I think it's a great place. You know, I was really, really knocked out with it.
Well, you've put it on the beaten track. Now, let's say you've done that. Would you like a couple of twin towns for? Is it La Spezia?
Yeah, La Spezia is where I am actually today. I am here.
It is twinned, Andy, with Vallejo in California.
Oh yeah.
And it's twinned with Toulon in France.
Is it?
And that is it. That's all I can find in my encyclopedia.
Well, okay. I'm honoured. I'm honoured to be there with Toulon.
Excellent. Yeah. You have a wonderful time, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Next week, I believe.
Oh, next week. You can't have too much of a good thing. Andy Mossack, a hearty good evening to you. And away he goes. Yeah, the soup is what got me. Every time. Next week, a little more from Andy Mossack with Ross the Boss Dickinson. Tell you what, we're going to be late for the rewind. Let's have Lionel Richie, Amy Winehouse, and then we'll jump in the cheap time machine. Ready?